changing minds one thought at a time.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Changing Minds Online Inspirational Call. Good evening, Akina. How are you doing today?
I am great. How about yourself, Jessica?
I am doing awesome. I am so excited. Today is a very, very special day for us. It is one of our most exciting calls we've ever had. It's a special night. Akina, why don't you tell them what is so special about tonight's call?
Well, tonight's call is our 100th episode.
I'm so excited. Can you believe we've been doing this? This is our 100th call.
I know. Isn't it wonderful?
It is.
It just came up so suddenly. I'm so happy.
It did, right? It's so exciting. It feels like just yesterday you and I were talking about birthing Changing Minds Online.
Yes, yes. So, Jessica, tell us what the title is today.
So tonight's call is, and, you know, I came up with this topic. Before I tell you what the name of tonight is, here's what I want to give you a little background. So a year ago, we just celebrated our one-year anniversary when Akina and I met, and I started to tell all of my friends that, hey, you know what, we're going to start a podcast, and I'm going to start this company with this woman who I've never met, and she lives in another state, and we're going to create something really, really big. And I had told them everything I wanted to do, and I told them, you know, all of my dreams and our mission. And I think, Akina, your friends and my friends, we all had the same reaction. Everyone thought it was really funny. They were laughing, and, you know, we had all these people telling us, you know what, that's not going to happen. And as we're here with our 100th episode, we are calling our show Nobody's Laughing Now. Akina, would you agree that nobody's laughing now?
Oh, yes, most definitely. Most definitely. It is so wonderful that we are actually living our purpose and we're living our dream to help women empower them to their next level. You know, we didn't have that support, as, of course, Jessica was telling the story. We didn't have that support. And we know that it's definitely needed in the world. And if we are able to give it and to help others reach their next level, why shouldn't we?
Yeah, absolutely, Akina. You know, I heard this said before, and I love it. It says that in the beginning, everyone's going to ask you why, and they're going to tell you you can't do it. But once you do it, they're going to ask you how. And that's what we want to talk about tonight, is how. How is it that in 1 year we were able to significantly change our lives and really create the life of our dreams? Now, some of you may, you know, have been listening for the first time tonight. You may not know our background. You might not know where we're coming from. But, you know, I can tell you that it was really not too long ago. It was only 2 years ago that my life was in complete chaos. You know, I was on the verge of losing my job. I was living in a one-bedroom or basement apartment alone. I was depressed. My apartment was a mess. I had been diagnosed, you know, I was born with some medical issues. They were getting worse and worse. I was on the verge, ready to go on to disability because I just couldn't function anymore. I was overwhelmed. I was stressed out. I was unorganized. I had gained weight. I was unhealthy. I was drinking daily just to cope with, to make it stop. And I had no ambition. It was gone. I had no drive. And I had these goals. I had a bigger vision. So I did have this dreams, but I just didn't have access to my power. And that was really just a year and a half ago that I can look back and say, wow. And it's interesting because I don't even remember what that was like anymore. You know, it seems foreign, like a distant dream, like wake up and you remember you had this dream and you remember the details, but it doesn't seem real. And that's how it is for me today. It doesn't seem real anymore. I've accessed this power that I never knew that I had and this amazing ability to just create from this, create everything, create whatever it is that I want. And it's just been the most amazing experience, the most amazing journey. And I'm just so thankful that I learned this muscle, and it's working in all areas of my life. And tonight we're going to really, really teach you what we've done and where we came from. So again, Akina, and I know you've done this before on the call, but if someone's listening for the first time tonight, just so we can, I mean, Changing Minds Online, right? We started this initially a year ago because we made a commitment to change our lives, and we wanted to take our listeners with us. Now, when we first started this podcast out, we never told everyone, hey, we have it figured out. We said we're on a journey to make our lives better, to make other people's lives better. We're going to take you with us. We're going to share with you what we learned. We're going to share with you as we grow. And really, we have been doing that. We've been growing. We've been sharing. And our lives are totally, totally different. So I know I just told everyone, you know, what my life used to look like. And I want you to do the same, Akina. Before we do that, though, just to tell everyone where I am today, you know, it's been amazing. I've been able to quit my job of 8 years. I took a different position, working significantly less hours for the same pay. I was able to move into a house. I have begun running marathons. I'm going to tell you some stories about that. I just ran my 5th marathon today. It was a phenomenal experience. You know, my health is under control. I'm no longer disorganized or chaotic. You know, I've gotten everything back. I've gotten my relationships back. I really just feel like I've gotten my life back. And every single day I'm just creating and manifesting everything that I want. It's like, it's amazing. It's almost as like I go into meditation and I just ask for things and it just shows up from nowhere. And it's just been a phenomenal, phenomenal experience. You know, like I said, it's a distant memory of who I used to be. Akina, can you share a little bit about your story with us?
Sure. Well, a year ago, I have the same job, just more responsibility. And I was still on the path of my purpose. Now, I do work as a professor and an educator, and I do love that. That is where I'm destined to be. But it was something else that was calling me. When I was a dean, I kept getting students coming in saying, you know, what should I do now? How should I take this approach? Where should I go? And I realized that there were so many women out there who didn't have that support system, who didn't know the right way to go, who just needed a hand to show them in the right direction. And that's when it clicked that, you know, that is the other part of the passion, you know, to help to motivate, inspire, and empower other women. And luckily, I received a Facebook message from my lovely co-host here, Jessica, and that was April 2nd of 2014. We did our first podcast on April 5th, and the rest is history. And now you're part of our history as you're listening to our 100th episode. Since I've been doing the podcast, like I said, more responsibility, manage almost 500 people. and I recently won an award for my management, so that was very exciting. We've been having speaking engagements. We're getting the word out. We wrote 2 books together, and that helped inspire and empower others. And we really, really are building a genuine friendship, and we were actually able to meet each other on New Year's Eve. So that was wonderful. Jessica has definitely brought a lot to my life, and so has Changing Minds Online. And to be able to work with each and every one of you through a podcast is a great joy to my life as well. You have empowered me as much as hopefully we've empowered you.
Yeah, absolutely, Kina. You know, it just this has been such a blessing to me. And even for me, who, you know, my ego used to tell me that I was inconsistent and disorganized and I was irresponsible. I used to make these stories up about myself. And I mean, even that we're sitting here and saying we've done this 100 times, that consistency, you know, that for me, it's really also been for me, it's been redefining. I've been able to redefine myself and my story from this experience. You know, and one of the things I want to just take you back, and you said something so crucial. So everyone I know is going to be asking us, how did you do this? You know, how did this happen? How in just such a short period of time we create such this huge transformation and really the successful company? I mean, we're thankful our podcasts are downloaded all over the world. We have people, they're growing every day. You know, we get people calling us all the time, asking us to be on other shows. We've had TV appearances, radio appearances. We've been put in journals, being live. And everyone's saying, you know, how are you doing this? And I want you to think about what Akina said. You know, I messaged Akina on April 2nd. And I messaged her, when I messaged her, my intent was not to start a podcast with her. I messaged her simply to have a business transaction. And Akina responded. And I want you to look at what happened, right? Akina responded to me. She responded to a networking opportunity. I was open. I was open to the possibility of creating something great. So was Akina. And because we were open to the possibility of creating something wonderful, this is what was born. And then look at the timeline. On April 2nd, I reached out to Akina. On April 5th, we did our very first podcast. And we did a podcast once a week, and then soon after we switched to twice a week for a little over a year until we reach our 100th episode. See, here's the thing. There are great possibilities all around us. Every single day, every one of us encounters an amazing, amazing possibility that could be life-changing. And you know what? If you may be saying, hey, well, no one's messaging me on Facebook, message someone. See, we have the ability to create possibility whenever we want. I mean, at any given moment, we can change our lives. And all it takes is the belief and the desire that we can do something different. I mean, it's how amazing. Like, look at technology. We live in the most exciting, fantastic, wonderful time to be entrepreneurs. We are so blessed. You know, people sit and say, like, well, you know, when I graduated in 2008, the year the stock plummeted, just plummeted, right? The stock market plummeted. And I still have friends that say, like, woe to me, woe is the world. I graduated at the wrong time. They still didn't get jobs in their field. They're still not doing anything with their life. They're still, you know, living at home and complaining every day. And I'm just looking at there and saying, like, you don't get it. Don't you see it? Don't you get it? We are so lucky. See, the world has changed, and it's changed for the better. I mean, there has never been a time where the world is so abundant, and so everything is just available to us. It's waiting for us to grab it and take it. Opportunity is knocking on our door every day, saying, please, please, like, look at this. This is amazing. I mean, all around the world, potential business partners all around the globe, you know, prosperity partners waiting to create and attract things with you all around the globe. But you must seek it out. You must be open to seeing it. See, here's the thing. We have this thing, part of our brain called the reticular activating system, the RAS. And what it does is it filters out information. So that's why, you know, you may see, two people may see an accident. They may see different things. It's because their RAS is working. It's filtering things out. I mean, there's so much stimuli around us. Just look around the room. Look at everything going on. You probably can hear appliances in the background. Maybe you have a pet that's making noise. You know, maybe the lights are maybe there's traffic outside, but your brain is focusing on something. Well, it's the same thing. Our brain focuses on whatever we think about. Our brain, our RAS, it shows us information about whatever we think about. So if you're sitting here and thinking, well, you know what, the world is a bad place, the economy is a bad time, you know, I'm never going to be successful, I'm never going to find a job, well, that's what you're going to see. You're going to see all the things that reinforce that belief. But if you say, hey, you know what, the world is abundant. It's an amazing time. I'm so excited to be alive. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm going to create everything that I want. You're going to start to see opportunities pop up, pop, 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 pop. They're going to come up everywhere. And why? Why is it that you're seeing those opportunities? They always were there, and they're still going to be there. Even if you're not seeing them, it's because you become aware of them. You become tuned into it. Your brain is filtering in all the information that's reinforcing those beliefs and those ideas. And it's really, really phenomenal. And, you know, the second part about it, right, and there's really, like, it has two parts. It's not only about getting started, but it's about getting committed to what you're creating. And it's really about, like, being consistent and finishing it. So we call this episode Nobody's Laughing Now. And we did that, we are calling it this because, you know what, in the beginning, so many people put their dreams to side. They stop living the life of their dreams. They stop connecting with people because tells them it's not possible. You know, when you first start, and it's okay, like, people love you. All the people who are sitting here and telling you, you know, it's not possible what you want to do. Don't be an entrepreneur. Don't go to that. Stay in your 9-to-5 job. You know, don't try to do this. It's not going to work. You know, it's not that they don't want to support you. It's not that they don't love you. But they don't get it. They don't see your vision. You know, I was running a marathon today, and it's funny that, you know, I made a declaration, and I actually made this on Changing Minds Online, that I was going to run 30 marathons on my 30th birthday. I did that in January. In January, I only ran one marathon. And everyone looked at me and said, that's just not possible. That's not even good for you. Your body's going to shut down. You have nerve issues. You're lucky to be walking. You're going to put yourself in a wheelchair. That's crazy. Can you believe all the money that you're going to spend on marathons? You know what? And then people thought it was funny. And you know what? And now that I'm on my fifth marathon, I was running today in the marathon, and it was like the most exciting. It was my first marathon in New Jersey. It was really fun. There were so many spectators. It was wonderful. The crowd had a great vibe. Absolute beautiful, perfect running weather. And I learned so much on this marathon course. You know, I always learn on marathon courses. But there was one town we were running through, and honestly, I don't know what town it was. It was the New Jersey Marathon. We ran in Monmouth County from the Monmouth State Park down to Long Branch. And it was one town. And they had all these motivational signs out, and I was reading them, and they were I was really, really thinking about them, really enjoying them. And there was this one sign that really stuck out to me, and it said, you know, for everyone who thinks it's not possible or everyone who thinks it can't be done, shouldn't be bothering the people who are doing it. And that's the thing, right? So someone may tell you that you can't do something, you don't have to let that define your life. See, the thing is that we actually get to choose whatever we want, right? Henry Ford says, whatever you think about, or if you think you think you can't, either way that you're right. I'm going to repeat that. But he says, if you think you can or you think you can't, either way you're right. So the thing is that people can't tell us we can't do something. And we don't have to absorb that. We don't have to take that in. People have no power over us. We can give people our power. We can give it away. Or we can choose to maintain it for ourselves and use it to create our purpose and create our life. And that's what Akeena and I are really doing. We're choosing to create that purpose. And here's what I learned, you know, in my marathon today. I was running on this course, and the beginning of the marathon, it was like for the first about 10 miles, it was this slight, slight incline. It was challenging, right? So running a hall, it's not easy. So this wasn't a huge, huge hill. This was more of a slight incline, but it was like hard. And in the beginning, it was hard. And see, in the beginning, when you start something, it's hard. It's hard because you don't have the support yet. It's hard because you're figuring it out. Maybe you don't have the resources. Maybe you need to get creative, and there's something great you want to do, and you're not sure how to go about it. So it's hard. Starting a business is hard. Starting a dream is hard, right? It's not easy. We're not sitting here and telling you, hey, this is going to be so easy. No, it's in the beginning, it's challenging. But then what happened once we got to mile 10, they turned us around, and guess what? We went down that hill, and it was really easy, and it was really easy for like a good, you know, 10 miles or so. It was really, really simple. It was just coasting, and we were moving along, and there were no road bumps. They had tons and tons of water stations because it was kind of hot out, and it was even great because we even got to go to the aid from the other side. Like, they had already finished over there, and they were coming and bringing us things. It was wonderful. It was like a big party. It was fantastic. There were people cheering. It was just so much fun, right? And then we got right before the finish line, and they turned us. And all of a sudden, we went up this huge hill. it became, it was like the most challenging part of the marathon. All of a sudden, like, we were not only in this hill, but we were running, as soon as we got up the hill, we were running then against by the ocean. And as you can imagine, you know, if you're running by the ocean, there's a ton of wind. Now, as a runner, if you run, you'll know this, right? Running into the wind or running against the wind is fantastic. You'll have that tailwind, you'll pick up speed. But we were now on mile 24. We were tired, we were worn, your feet hurt. I mean, running a marathon, it's a lot, right? Your body's falling apart by the time you're getting to the finish line. Now, all of a sudden, we're on a hill, and we're fighting wind. At one point, I thought I was just going to blow backwards. The wind was so strong. And that's how it is, right? Just before something great's about to happen, you get tested. You get trials. It's like in The Alchemist, right? Just before you're about to find your treasure, to unleash your life, to really create from that fantastic place, you're going to get tested. It's going to be challenging. And not everyone's going to make it. As a matter of fact, the most people who wind up not creating the life of their dreams, they stop then, just when they're about to get to the finish line. They ran 24 miles. They have 2 miles to go, and it gets hard, and they quit. And they were so close. See, here's the thing, guys. Maybe you're sitting here and saying, I've been trying. It's just not working. I've been trying, and it's still hard. You know, I've been doing my affirmations, and I still am not attracting the money that I want. You know, I do my meditations, and I still don't have the relationships I want. Here's the thing. You're being tested. You're being tried, and you are so close. And please don't give up now, because the end is in sight. Your vision's in sight. The life that you want to live, you are so close to having it. I know that because if you've been joining us on 100 calls, and we have people who've been listening for all 100 calls, you know what? Like, I want to acknowledge you. I mean, you are amazing. Like, the fact that you've done that, and I know you're doing other things to make your lives better, the fact that you're that committed to what you're creating, it's impossible. You are committed to creating something, and if you keep in your vision, it's impossible that it won't happen. The only possibility, if you stay in committed action and that you decide to get connected to what you're creating, the only possibility is you create it. There's no other option, so you can't fail. That's not how it works. Eventually, if we think about it long enough, if we act in it long enough, it always comes true. It's the law. It's the way the world works. It's the way that God created this world. It's just the way it works. So keep thinking about it and keep focusing on it. You're on your way to creating it. What do you think about that, Akina?
Oh, most definitely. You know, what is for you is for you. It's not for the naysayers that are telling you you can't do it. It's not for the people who don't believe that you have the ability. It's for you. And if you believe you have the ability, if you have the passion, if you have the drive, then go get it. Because you are the only one that's stopping you from taking that first step. Go ahead and make it happen. Sacrifice will take place. But, you know, in the end, it's worth the sacrifice. My whole life has been sacrificed. I sacrificed so I could go to school. I sacrificed so that I could, I sacrificed my family for my job. I sacrificed time with my, you know, just being a young person, because I knew that I was destined for greater. And now the sacrifices are paying off. You know, if I had decided I'd rather go to a party instead of studying, I wouldn't be who I am today. If I had decided that I was going to just blow off work one day because I just didn't feel like it, I wouldn't be the person I am today. I had to sacrifice to get to the purpose. And once you get to the purpose, it's golden, because it's for you.
Thing, guys, it's like it really does come down to, in the beginning, you know, decide what you want to do. Just go get it. Like, don't listen to anybody else who's telling you things, because at the end of the day, like I said in the beginning, in the beginning they're going to ask you why, they're going to laugh at you. In the end, nobody will be laughing, and everyone's going to ask you how. And that's the thing about it. Like Akina said, in the beginning, it's work. You know, it's not a joke. Like, creating life for your dreams, I mean, you have to actually do something. You know, it's like you start, it's really that vision that is going to make you, that give you that seed, that kind of catalyst to start. but it's work that's going to keep it going, and it's work that's going to make your dreams come true. And in the beginning, yes, it's a sacrifice. I mean, I will say, though, you know what? It almost doesn't become a sacrifice anymore. When I first started Changing Minds Online, I looked at it as a sacrifice. I was sacrificing my Thursday night and my Sunday nights, you know, the nights of our calls. And in my head in the beginning, it was a sacrifice. Now it's a joy. I look forward to our calls. I get excited about them. And that's the thing is that, you know, in the beginning, it's a lot of effort. It's a lot of work, but it really does pay off. And, you know, you can either keep doing what you're doing, but if you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to get the same results. If you want to actually see a change in your life, and obviously if you're listening to this call tonight, you do want to see a change in your life, right? That's why you're listening. That's why you're on this podcast. If you're listening in real time or you're listening in podcast mode, you're on this call tonight because you want to make your life better. You know what? It's going to take committed action. So what I want from everyone tonight is I want you to just figure out what you want to create. I want you to write it down. I want you to write down, I am creating whatever, and fill in the blank. And then I want you to go do it. And go do it for real. Like, don't just, you know, if you've been sitting here saying, oh, I want to be cash positive. I don't want to have debt. I want to pay my credit cards off. And then that's the most common thing people say is, right, I want to pay my credit cards off. Well, what are you doing about it? Because here's the thing, right? You can do all the affirmations, stand in front of your mirror and say, I am easily attracting money. I am easily attracting money. I am easily, you know, and you can do the meditations, like, you know, go onto YouTube and put in, like, you know, meditation to attract money. And you could do all of those things. But you know what? If you don't actually work, if you don't actually do something about it, if you don't, like, figure out a way to set up another stream of income, guess what? It's not going to happen. It's not like the credit card company is going to magically one day send you a credit card statement and, like, we changed our minds, you don't have to pay us the money back. No, you have to go do something. So that's what we want to share tonight. You are powerful. You have the ability. The resources are there. Like, the world's abundant. It really is. Like, I hope you believe that. I pray for everyone that you believe that, because if you do, it's your oyster. I mean, there are so many opportunities out there. Just go get it. We got ours, and I really hope that tonight, as we celebrate our 100th anniversary, my prayer is that you go get yours too. That's why we're doing this. You know, we are on this call. We've done 100 episodes. We've now, it's what, 50 hours we spent of our time. We did this because we really want you to find it too. You know, we wouldn't still be doing this a year later, 100 episodes later, if it wasn't for the fact that we believe from the bottom of our hearts that you can create anything that you want with your life, that you can change your life by changing your mindset, by changing your beliefs. And we say it's one thought at a time. It really is one thought at a time. And the thought we want to leave you with today is that, you know, with committed action and a little bit of hard work, you can do anything you want to do. Akina, I know this is a special episode. Is there anything you want to say before we conclude our show tonight?
Certainly. You know, this is the 100th episode is just the beginning. We want to know what you want to see from us. What you want to see from Changing Minds Online. Because like Jessica said, we do this for you. So please come to our Facebook, our Twitter, our Instagram. Post down the things you would like for us, what you would like to see on our show. And then, of course, you could always hear this podcast on Changing Minds Online. You can also hear us on Podomatic, iTunes, Stitcher. We're also on YouTube and SoundCloud.
Thank you, everyone, for calling in tonight. You know, we always end the podcast the same way. You know, we love you. God bless. Have a great evening. Make it a really, really powerful week. And we are really excited to be with you guys on Thursday for our Empowering Women series. Have a great night, Akina. And thank you for 100 episodes.
Well, you too, Jessica, and thank you as well. And remember, like I said, it's only the beginning. So good night,
everyone. Good night.